Welcome back to Public Address Radio on Radio Live. This is a special weekend for Indians in New Zealand, and not only Indians, but some Nepalese and Sri Lankans too. It's Diwali, the Festival of Lights, an ancient celebration that's evolved as the people who celebrate it travel through the world. We're joined by Bharat Jamnadas of Asia Down Under to talk about what it is and what it means. Well, Bharat, the first I can recall of Diwali is discovering you could buy these really cool funky paper lampshades on K Road. How long has it actually been a major public celebration in New Zealand?
Well, publicly, I think in the last maybe 6 years.
So it's actually quite recent, isn't it?
Yeah, recent in the sense of a public exhibit. I mean, Diwali has always been something celebrated at homes. It's not meant to be a festival as such. I mean, in India, they have a mela, which is before Diwali, where people go buy their clothes and, you know, things they need for Diwali. Ingredients for their sweets and shoes and, you know, jewelry or whatever. I mean, it's called a mela. But this is more like a festival, but it's okay.
Right. So it's traditionally been something that families celebrate in their homes.
Home,
right?
Yeah. I mean, it's done over so many days, you know, they have certain days. On certain days, they will pray to certain deity, and the Diwali itself is just a day, and it's celebrated mostly at homes, and you know people visit other people's homes, or family and friends, and that sort of thing. Yeah.
Mm. Now you've said Diwali, and I've said Diwali. Are they both correct?
Diwali and Deepavali is the other name. Basically, what it means is a row of lights. And usually on Diwali, the night of Diwali, I mean, my V and W's are mixed up. That's why I think it sounds different.
Right.
It's an accent thing more than anything else. It's Diwali, yeah. D-I-W-A-L-I.
Right.
But you probably, it can be D-I-V-A-L-I as well. So I mean, the V and W's. I think a lot of Indians.
So I'll go with what I've got. It's not solely a Hindu festival either, and not solely an Indian one.
No, that's solely a Hindu festival. But the Sikhs celebrate it because on that day, one of the gurus of the Sikhs, who was imprisoned by the Mughal emperors at that time, had released him on Diwali Day. So there was a big celebration in Punjab. You know, they lit up the holy temple they have in Amritsar. And that's why I think the Sikhs mark it as a day when one of their gurus was released from prison.
Right. So has it also changed as it's come out into the world with the Indian diaspora? Has it evolved in the different countries where it takes
place?
Well,
in Fiji, where I grew up, you know, Diwali is was a day. I mean, in the old indentured days, when they worked on the farms, you know, they probably didn't get a holiday on that day because they worked on the cane farms. But they did come home and celebrate here. Yeah. I mean, with the food and probably lit up their homes.
Mm. Oh yeah, the lights. Let's talk a bit more about the lights and the role that they play. I mean, because I've heard it described as the Indian New Year, but I don't think that's quite correct.
The next day, I mean, I'm a Gujarati from the Gujarat region of India. For us, the next day is the New Year's Day, but not all Hindus celebrate New Year. I mean, the Tamils have their own New Year, which is in April. So so they don't celebrate it as a New Year. And it's a change of the season. It's a day that a few days before the festival, people start washing their homes. I mean, it's a day they wash their homes and courtyards and decorate their homes, like they do in Christmas, you know, I mean, they light up their homes to welcome the goddess of wealth, Lakshmi, you know. They believe that, you know, if their house is going to be clean, the goddess will come and visit them and they'll be, you know, I mean, they'll be showered with prosperity, you know, for the following year.
Right. Does food play a big
food,
role?
Food, yeah, big role, yes. Yeah. Lots of sweets.
Yeah.
So people have to watch their waistline, you know, around Diwali.
I sometimes wonder whether Indians have more sweets than any other culture in the world, because you go to some of those places and...
Yeah, and we have the worst case of diabetes and cardiovascular disease as well, I think, amongst... the Indians in this country have the highest hospitalization rate for diabetes and cardiovascular disease. That's what I've heard here. Wow. And that might have something to do with the sweets and the lifestyle, yeah.
Yeah. And of course, here it's become the annual expression of the community, and you'll get, you know, Helen Clark will send you a letter of support each year. And
this Diwali is going to see, there'll be a lot of politics in.
Right, because there are votes there too, aren't there?
Yeah. They'll be all out in full force. All the politicians, you know, trying to. I mean, in the past, I've noticed that, they've had dignitaries at Diwali. And, you know, the organizers had a hard time deciding who to put on the stage and who's going to sit where. But I think they're doing away with that this year. You know, there's no sitting. You know, you just, you know, I've been invited.
Right.
And that probably is because it's election year. I think they don't want to make a big fuss about it.
Yeah, they don't want to choose which one. and it's all taking place in Auckland anyway. It's taking place down at the viaduct.
Yeah.
So what will actually be down there?
Well, it's there will be stalls, of course, and lots of performances. They have a Bollywood dance competition. Apart from that, they have two groups from India. You know, I mean, there's a group that's called Panchnat, and they're from Varanasi. And they've been here before. Like the father and son have been involved with a project with Tom Bailey and James Pinker here, a project called the Holy Water Project, which a project that involved a local filmmaker, Andre Jewell. And he's not going to be around, but they'll be performing so many shows on both days, on Saturday and Sunday.
So there's very much a contemporary aspect to it as well. There's modern culture, you know, it evolves in that sense.
Yes, there's a lot of Bollywood, I must say, which to me is a bit disappointing. I'd rather see more of the traditional arts, you know, the folk and the classical is something that I would prefer to see more of, rather than Bollywood and a lot of, you know, all Bollywood brings is hip shaking and not everybody is good, you know, on stage.
Right.
Some of it is really crappy. Yeah.
Do they have to have that?
But you
element?
Know, it's all
do,
good.
Do, yeah, do they have to have that element in there to keep young people engaged?
I guess so. I guess, I don't know. I mean, I guess, you know, it gets the young people engaged. You know, it's a lot of fun, and they're there for the fun and the laughter. You know.
Now I know that before you were a journalist, you were a chef. where are you going to head food-wise when you're down at the viaduct?
Oh, there'll be lots of great food there. I mean, we've had a lot of new migrants here, and then they bring their stuff from Mumbai and other parts of India. I think there'll be lots of good vegetarian food as well. I mean, you won't find any meat there, which is which is good because, you know, Diwali is a time when, you know, you're not supposed to eat meat anyway. So, but really nice. There'll be some really good food there.
Well, I might just see you down there. Hey, thanks for coming in, Bharat. And the Diwali Festival started at the Viaduct in Auckland this morning and runs through till tomorrow night. And that is all we have time for this week. If you want to hear anything that was in this show or in past shows, pop along to our podcast at publicaddress.net/radio. And I've been Russell Brown.
I've been Damien Christie. Thanks, New Zealand On Air.